Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about the importance of outdoor play. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Playing in the mud, climbing trees, or playing a game in someone's garden used to define childhood in the past. Despite the many benefits outdoor free play has on children's psychological and physical well-being, modern children have little or no access to it. Encouraging children to play outside can be more beneficial than we realize. For one thing, having more room to play in, children can be more active and engage in more physical activities. Getting more physical exercise outdoors can help them to keep fit, burn off any built-up energy, and release stress. As they become relaxed, they become more focused, and as a result, they can perform better at school. While playing in the sunshine, they also naturally absorb more vitamin D, which is vital for strong bones and teeth, a healthy immune system, and a better mood. In addition, outdoor free play promotes children's creativity, as their imagination can be stimulated by the objects around them. Finally, playing outside, away from adult supervision, not only encourages children to interact and cooperate with other children, but it also makes them more self-reliant. Unfortunately, most children these days have few opportunities for free play outdoors. A primary reason for this is the fear parents have of the dangers their children can be exposed to while playing outside. Most working parents today, especially in urban areas, do not allow their children to roam their neighbourhoods or even play in their own garden, unless they are accompanied by an adult. Worrying about their children's safety, parents prefer to have their children participate in supervised after-school activities, such as sports or music lessons, whether their children like them or not. Another reason children stay indoors more is their growing dependence on technological gadgets. An enticing virtual world has replaced the real one, and children nowadays seem to be spending more and more time interacting with a mobile phone or computer screen, either playing games, listening to music, chatting to friends, or watching a film. It is truly sad that something as simple as playing outside has become so difficult for children to enjoy. Deprived of the benefits outdoor free play can offer, children often lead unhealthy lifestyles and engage in more solitary activities.
Listen to the extract again.
Playing in the mud, climbing trees, or playing a game in someone's garden used to define childhood in the past. Despite the many benefits outdoor free play has on children's psychological and physical well-being, modern children have little or no access to it. Encouraging children to play outside can be more beneficial than we realize. For one thing, having more room to play in, children can be more active and engage in more physical activities. Getting more physical exercise outdoors can help them to keep fit, burn off any built-up energy, and release stress. As they become relaxed, they become more focused, and as a result, they can perform better at school. While playing in the sunshine, they also naturally absorb more vitamin D, which is vital for strong bones and teeth, a healthy immune system, and a better mood. In addition, outdoor free play promotes children's creativity, as their imagination can be stimulated by the objects around them. Finally, playing outside, away from adult supervision, not only encourages children to interact and cooperate with other children, but it also makes them more self-reliant. Unfortunately, most children these days have few opportunities for free play outdoors. A primary reason for this is the fear parents have of the dangers their children can be exposed to while playing outside. Most working parents today, especially in urban areas, do not allow their children to roam their neighbourhoods or even play in their own garden, unless they are accompanied by an adult. Worrying about their children's safety, parents prefer to have their children participate in supervised after-school activities, such as sports or music lessons, whether their children like them or not. Another reason children stay indoors more is their growing dependence on technological gadgets. An enticing virtual world has replaced the real one, and children nowadays seem to be spending more and more time interacting with a mobile phone or computer screen, either playing games, listening to music, chatting to friends, or watching a film. It is truly sad that something as simple as playing outside has become so difficult for children to enjoy. Deprived of the benefits outdoor free play can offer, children often lead unhealthy lifestyles and engage in more solitary activities.
This is the end of the listening. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided in your writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about the importance of outdoor play. Write your essay in the writing booklet. Task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Playing in the mud, climbing trees, or playing a game in someone's garden used to define childhood in the past. Despite the many benefits outdoor free play has on children's psychological and physical well-being, modern children have little or no access to it. Encouraging children to play outside can be more beneficial than we realize. For one thing, having more room to play in, children can be more active and engage in more physical activities. Getting more physical exercise outdoors can help them to keep fit, burn off any built-up energy, and release stress. As they become relaxed, they become more focused, and as a result, they can perform better at school. While playing in the sunshine, they also naturally absorb more vitamin D, which is vital for strong bones and teeth, a healthy immune system, and a better mood. In addition, outdoor free play promotes children's creativity, as their imagination can be stimulated by the objects around them. Finally, playing outside, away from adult supervision, not only encourages children to interact and cooperate with other children, but it also makes them more self-reliant. Unfortunately, most children these days have few opportunities for free play outdoors. A primary reason for this is the fear parents have of the dangers their children can be exposed to while playing outside. Most working parents today, especially in urban areas, do not allow their children to roam their neighbourhoods or even play in their own garden, unless they are accompanied by an adult. Worrying about their children's safety, parents prefer to have their children participate in supervised after-school activities, such as sports or music lessons, whether their children like them or not. Another reason children stay indoors more is their growing dependence on technological gadgets. An enticing virtual world has replaced the real one, and children nowadays seem to be spending more and more time interacting with a mobile phone or computer screen, either playing games, listening to music, chatting to friends, or watching a film. It is truly sad that something as simple as playing outside has become so difficult for children to enjoy. Deprived of the benefits outdoor free play can offer, children often lead unhealthy lifestyles and engage in more solitary activities.